Paranormal Activity 4 is out today on DVD and Blu-ray. Hey, when we talk about this, Gordon, can we have some scary music, man?
Whoa, now we're set. Okay, whoa, I can feel it now. I'm getting the vibe.
And we thought because the release of this amazing DVD... Boo!
I was ready.
See, this is what we're trying to scare people today. So we thought we'd get in a ghost hunter, okay? He's Sydney's premier ghost hunter. It's Jason King. Welcome to the show, Kingy.
G'day, guys. How you doing?
Jason, you know, it's a big thing, and I'm a believer, but it's a lot of the time, and I've told stories before about one house in particular, and Fitzy doesn't believe me. I mean, can ghosts affect everyone?
Not everybody. Just some people will if you don't do things that you normally do.
Because I wasn't a believer, and I thought, I don't understand all that rubbish. I don't believe it until it happened to me. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you hear a lot of those stories.
Yes, I do. Yeah, I hear lots of those different stories. And, you know, like, if the spirit wants to sell itself to it, it will do what it can to do.
Well, Kingy, how do you know that there's a ghost in the room?
A lot of weird things would go on in the house, like things get moved or you get really cold shivers and, you know, you've got no air conditioning on a window shut and the room will get really, really cold and suddenly things start happening, like black shadows, footsteps,
yeah,
and start walking up and down the corridors.
But let's say I suspect that there's a ghost in my house. What do you do when you come in to look for that ghost?
Well, I normally come in to check out the EVPs. To set up a voice recorder and ask for questions.
So you just go,
EMF
readers
and stuff.
Ghost, are you here? Or like that?
Yeah, just ask questions, you know what I mean? Like, who may be haunting the house? Ask, you know, like, who are you? Are you female? Are you male? And then after I've done all the questions, I go home and put headphones on and start listening, see if anything's come through.
What have you picked up? What have you found?
I've had, like, kids singing. I've had people tell me to get out.
Really?
Yeah.
And you can hear it clearly?
They're the owners, though.
You've just stolen the beer from their fridge. What's some of the other examples? What's the strongest example you've had of paranoia activity?
Paranormal
activity.
You know, I've been head-to-head with black shadows over at the quarantine station. Wasn't expecting to walk around the corner and there's one standing over me and I thought it was part of my team and really it wasn't. And
what's the most haunted parts of Sydney? Because I went on the ghost tour down at the Rocks one time. That got a bit weird.
That was good. I found that okay, but I wanted more. So I started doing home investigations. So it's like new townhouses and... Yeah. Been all over Sydney, so a lot of houses I have been in, that always something different always happens.
Whipper's trophy cabinet's quite haunted. There's not much in there, and it's...
if you're familiar with the Big Brother house, there was the ghost of Fitzy that still lives on there in desperate forms. Jace, could I go out with you one time?
You certainly can, anytime.
Can we go hunt some ghosts?
Yeah, well, I'll take it down to Fisher. I know where he is.
Who's Fisher? Who's Fisher?
They have a lot of festivals for Fisher's ghost. They found his body by him showing himself on a bridge, and he took two people down to his body where they found him, and they didn't believe that he was dead. So, I want to know where he was.
So he was a ghost, and he went, "Hey guys,
I'm over here,
come and have a look. That's me, dead there." And they're going, "No, what up? That's you there." And he's going, "No, I'm the ghost of me there, dead."
Yep. And that's how they found him. And now I go down to, I use Fisher as my training grounds. So I take a lot of new people down there and you see black shadows, footsteps walk up behind you and all that kind of stuff down there.
Have you ever had a relationship with a ghost?
Like, never.
Kesha reckons that she got intimate with a ghost one night. Can you get intimate with a ghost?
I've never heard of that, but I've heard stories of people being dragged out of bed by a ghost. Northern Church, where I've heard that up there.
Some of the stories about the girls Fitzy's been with over the years, I'll tell you what, they don't actually exist.
Well, some of them walk out of the bedroom as if they've seen a bloody ghost.
How basic are you? All right, Jace, well, I'm excited.
Paranormal Activity 4 is out on DVD and Blu-ray today. This is so fascinating. So you're going to do this? You're going to go down
with
Kingy?
Can we go find him?
Yeah.
All right, we'll record it and everything.
You know,
can I hold your hand?
My missus might have something to say.
I might hold her hand as well. All right, party at your place, Jace.
Thanks, Jace. To learn more about Jason, go to jasonghosthunting.webs.com.
Yep.
Good work. Thank you, Jace. And we'll follow that up with Whipper. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Jace.
Thanks, guys.